broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, May the 12th, 2023. 16 minutes past the hour, and we have got 2 hours of Friday Night Live for you tonight that you are surely not going to want to miss. Joined in studio tonight by Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan, who was in here with us last week. You remember him from our campaign coverage back first Tuesday, I believe May the 2nd. He worked down at the Board of Elections and joined us last week in the studio. And we talked about this all morning. Last night, we had Olivia Hale in studio with us, taping a television episode, and she also worked with us back in the Kroger days about 6 or 8 months ago, and now she's a fixture here on the program, and I think we've got the right group, and we'll see how it goes tonight, and if we don't have the right group, people will be missing next week. It's like getting voted off the Survivor show, but we welcome everybody to the show tonight. Sean, good to see you as always.
Yep, absolutely.
Matt, good to see you again.
How's it going?
Good. Oh, you know, I don't think I have your mic on. Might help if I turn your mic on. Okay, go ahead.
How's it going?
Hey, there we go. Olivia, say hello to the live audience for the first time.
Hello.
All right. Now, Matt told us about himself last week, so tell us a little bit about you for people who don't know anything.
Well, I was born in Marion of August 22nd, 2003, and I've kind of stayed here around Marion my whole life. Live with a small little family out in the country, and I like to try new careers every now and then, so I'm always in new spots.
Now, interestingly enough, you are or were, now is it are or were a model?
I'm going to say were at this point because I put it on pause.
Because that kind of fits this field. It's very similar, you know, model, actor, broadcaster, it's in the same realm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know she was a model, Matt?
I did not.
Matt did not know either. Why did we not know this, Olivia?
Well, when I started at Kroger, the pandemic was still current. It was not lifted. So I wasn't currently doing model work at that time. So, you know, I felt like it wasn't really important to mention to anybody.
Matt, if we had known she was a model, wouldn't we have had more interesting conversations?
I mean, we certainly would have had conversations about her being a model.
We certainly would have. Sean, you found out last night she was a model, so you found out the same night you met her.
Absolutely.
So I think you feel better about this than probably I do, because I went months without knowing.
Well, yeah, I think it's a great thing that she did.
I thought it was a very, very hidden sort of thing. You know?
It wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentionally hit.
Well, I thought we were friends, you know?
We are. We are friends.
Well, maybe.
You just never asked.
Just never. Yeah. I go around asking everybody, are you a model? Are you a model? Are you a model? I run through that in my questions here. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun because the Friday night show is a little interesting because we try not to really cover current events, as it were, but we try to cover little slices of life, and that's where we are here. So this is a story from today. Now, I got to tiptoe around this story because I can't, she's not going to be listening anyway, but I can't tell the person, I can't say the name of the person who this is about. But this story just happened today, and this is supposed to be like, you know, we're having coffee with each other, and that's the idea of this show. So here's the story. Okay, here we go. There's a girl I know, now this is true, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. There's a girl I know who somehow developed an eye virus. And it was really affecting her vision to the point where she could no longer drive. I mean, she was getting blurry. I think she said she was 20/60, really bad in one eye, and they were giving her eye steroids and really trying to fix it. She was seeing the eye doctor 3 times a week, and they could not get it fixed over a 2-week period. So they finally decided that it was an eye virus yesterday. So they said, well, we've got to give you a very strong antiviral medication to get rid of the eye virus. So they called in an antiviral to the pharmacy that she goes and gets all her other medicines at. Not that she's on a lot of medicine, but her kids get medicine there. She gets medicine there. I'm sure her husband gets medicine there. So the pharmacy and the store know her very well. So she goes to get the antiviral medication for her eyes, And it's the antiviral medication that is commonly known for another illness that you don't really want to be associated with. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can say the word, but
herpes?
Herpes. It's the antiviral medication that herpes patients take. Which, you know, a lot of people have that disease. No judgment on my part in that regard. But a lot of people have that, and that's the common drug that people take. So she's going for an eye virus, but it's the herpes medication. And now everybody at the pharmacy probably thinks that she has herpes. So what do you do in that particular situation? I think that's the best story ever, by the way, in the world. I laughed so hard when she told me that story. What do you think, Sean?
I think you just...
The big H.
I guess you just take it as a grain of salt.
But, I mean, what do you do? Because you got to look these pharmacists in the eye, and you can't say, hey, it's for my eyes. It's for my eyes.
Well, if it's an eye drop, they would know what the...
It's not an eye drop.
It's not?
No, it's pill. Heavy. Pill. She's got to take it 4 times a day. So they probably think she's got a real case of the big H. So, I mean, what do you do in that particular circumstance? I don't think she knew till she got there that it was the herpes antiviral.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, so what do you do?
I guess you just do it anyway because it's going
to
help you.
Well, she had to, but yeah. Now people think she's got
herpes.
Herpes. Do you just live with that?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't or do you that. Try to explain it?
No.
Do you say, listen, pharmacist? No, it's for my eyes.
I think you just don't worry about it.
The more you explain it, the more complicated it gets.
The more you explain it, the worse it gets.
I think the doctor puts it on the things for the eyes, right?
I don't know. I don't really know, but I don't think so. I don't think this, but I think they said a virus. It's for a virus, which herpes is a virus.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Herpes never go away, so she's going to take this all the time.
But she doesn't have herpes. See, that's
But I'm saying does it come back?
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So he's saying, like,
yeah.
At some point, she'll stop receiving that medication. So,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but do you really think the pharmacist is paying that close attention? He's already got it in his mind.
No, I mean, it's a fun.
Listen, she's got herpes, and this is the way it is.
I think you just have to live with it. You just have to own it.
You just got to live with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to own that? See, I think if I went to the pharmacy and the pharmacist thought that, even if I had a deadly disease, I would say, sorry, I'm not taking that medication. I think you gave me the wrong medication.
Well, maybe the pharmacist shouldn't be nosy.
I don't think they're trying to be. I think they're just filling the prescription.
Yeah, but why would they assume that person would have herpes?
Well, because that's the drug for it.
But it can be treated. It can treat other things.
Well, can it? I don't know.
Obviously, it was given to him.
Yeah, but I think it's just because it's a high-level, rare eye virus. Typically, when they see that pill, they know it's for herpes.
So they don't know where she got it from?
They don't know where the virus came from, no. So, if anybody has any thoughts on this in the audience, the phone lines are always open here. 740-383-9944.
Maybe the husband.
That's 740-383-9944. See, nobody has herpes.
Maybe the husband needs to get checked.
Yet.
I mean, if people already look at that medication and assume that that's what it's already there to treat, I mean, I feel like you're just kind of doomed for people to think that you have herpes.
Yeah, I genuinely feel like the best course of action there would just be don't talk about it, don't think it.
Just get it and leave.
Yeah, just get it and leave.
Yeah, but normally I would never bring up a story like this, but this is a true story. I mean, what a bizarre story this is.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you get the medication, or would you...
Well, yeah, I don't think you want to suffer with that virus all the time.
No, but then you got to suffer with the humiliation all your life. Well, I mean, this person was very bothered by this because... It's a reputation thing.
Well, if they said something to her, she should say, hey, this is for my eyes.
Well, I don't think they'll say anything to her, but you know how the... You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, let people gossip, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to be gossiping about that. What do you think?
I mean, just don't... Like I said, just don't think about it. If people are going to gossip, let them gossip. If it doesn't... Like...
Would it bother you if people thought you had that? That's not like, you know...
No, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. I don't really care what people think so long as they don't just, like, come up to me and start harassing me about random stuff that they think.
Yeah, but what if... I think the dead body just dropped outside. No, but I'm saying, what do you do? I mean, it's a bad situation, is it not?
Oh, it is a bad
I
situation.
I felt horrible for her when I heard this story after I finished laughing. I mean, it's hilarious when you think about it that, I mean, she was really bothered that people think she has herpes now.
Well, can't she just explain it to him if they...
Do you want to be having that conversation at the pharmacy desk? Listen, this isn't for herpes. This is for my eye virus.
Like, how common is this medicine, like, known for, like, the treatment of herpes? Because, like, I don't know medicines that treat just about anything.
I think this is a... You know, more people have that problem than you would think. It's very contagious, I think.
Herpes?
I believe so.
Yeah. Herpes is very contagious.
So this eye disease, whatever she has, is it contagious then?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't got it yet. And I was that close to her today.
Oh, well.
Yep, about a foot away.
You might be going to the pharmacy.
Yep, I was about to say, you're running your risk, Scott.
See, I think I'd have to go to a different state to pick up the medication. Because you don't want that reputation. You know, you really don't.
I mean...
Pharmacists don't have to take a vow of silence like a doctor does.
Explain it to the people that it matters to.
Yeah, I don't really... I think you're just going to have to live with it. It's either you sit there and have the awkward conversation of why you're taking this medication, or you just kind of walk away feeling kind of embarrassed, and you just have to live with that.
Well, I think the ipso facto of this conversation is this girl was bothered by it. So what should she do? She is bothered. We can't say don't be bothered by it. She is bothered by it. So what do you do? You know, here she's got a reputation, and now it's all shattered because of an eye virus and a medication that's typically used to treat herpes.
I'm sure most of it's probably in her head.
Like, well, I think so, in her eyes.
I'm pretty sure the people who...
No, like if anybody is judging her, quote-unquote, behind her back, it's going to be the people in the pharmacy, but nobody else besides the people that she just decided to tell, no.
Well, she told me. Now everybody, and I've told it on the radio now, so there you go.
Well,
watch who you tell.
Do you think less of her now?
Matter of fact, I do.
Well, there it is. There's the answer.
Yes, because I don't know if she's lying to me or not, because maybe she's got that illness.
You just have to have faith in people.
Scott, next time you're talking to her, just...
Look in her eyes.
Yeah.
Well, see, I can't see if she's got an eye virus or not, but now I think maybe she's got other problems. Bigger fish to fry.
I don't know, maybe just like, look at her mouth, see if she got the blisters, you know?
You know,
so, was it even the medication, did she tell you?
No, I don't think
like
we discussed
Vax
that.
Or anything like that, or?
No, I think it's an antiviral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel bad for the poor girl. Do you think it's worse on women, this is why we got a woman on this show, do you think that's worse on women than it would be on a man? I think a man would pay less attention to that than maybe a girl would.
Yeah, I definitely think women are more self-conscious about what's going in and out of their bodies and who can see what they're taking, and you don't want that reputation kind of out there. So yeah, I like the girl you're talking about, I get why that's heartbreaking for her.
She's kind of stuffy.
Yeah.
You know, so she doesn't want that kind of reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got it. And she didn't even do what she... Well, allegedly. Allegedly, we don't know.
It goes away. With time.
One goes away, but the other doesn't. You know what they say? Reputations are temporary, herpes is forever. There you go. Anyway, but that's true. I mean, I'm sorry. You can't make this stuff up, but that's true. So I don't know what you do. Hope her eyes get better.
Yeah.
And if not, well, your reputation was smashed in an instant like that. All right. What was the other thing? Here was another thing today. It was the last day of school. And my job was to get the dessert for the kids because we had a big pasta party. And I got 12 cookies. Now, because on Friday, we don't have a whole lot of students. So today, though, like 20 students showed up and I had 12 cookies. And the person who I teach with was not happy about this. They said, why'd you get 12 cookies? I said, listen, it's cookies. We're having pasta. Cookies are just the dessert. And she said, well, no, you got to have pasta. You got to have the... And I said, listen, I brought cookies. You asked me to bring cookies. We got cookies. That's the dessert. And she said, but you didn't bring enough cookies for everybody. And I said, listen, this really is not my problem. I don't want a cookie. So what do you do when somebody gets angry because you don't have enough cookies?
I mean...
What would you do in this situation?
Exactly what you did, basically. Like, I got 12 cookies. What do you want me to do?
I said, I cannot go get more cookies right now. I said, these are the cookies we have. We're going to have to make do. I'll break them in two if that's what we have to do, and people will get half a cookie. And she said, well, you can't do that with kids. And I said, well, half of them only did half the work all year, so now they only get half a cookie.
Make it educational. Give them half cookies.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I just broke the cookies up. I smashed all the cookies in the cookie box, and that way it was just cookie chunks. So everybody got cookie chunks. So I just distributed it evenly. I think that was brilliant.
I don't know. I think I would have just said, well, I got 12 cookies. Do with it what you will.
What would you have done in this situation? Because I feel, again, this might be a gender thing.
Honestly, I would have just opened up the cookies and said, you know, this is how it is. I got 12 cookies. Everybody fend for yourself.
Yep.
Let the hurt thin. Let them go.
What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, first.
Because you like the cookies.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
Fight to the death.
Well, but then kids are knocking each other over, and you get lawsuits, and you don't want that.
Well,
fine.
In the middle of the room, and throw them up in the air.
How does this solve the problem?
Monkey in the middle.
I don't think that's the way to handle the problem. You're going to get a lawsuit that way.
Why?
Kids are going to be running into each other. I think it's just wrong that she complained. I think the goodness of my heart that I even brought the darn cookies.
Well, then throw names. There you go.
Well, you know what I did? I got all the kids back there, and I said, let's count. I said, everybody pick a number between 1 and 20, and they didn't know why they were shouting these numbers out, and I was just counting the kids to see how many kids, you know, maybe would need cookies. But we had enough cookies. We got through it because they had cookie chunks. I think it was brilliant. 740-383-9944 is the number here. WGH Talk on this kind of overcast, humid Friday night. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cookie thing, good?
Yeah, as far as distributing them equally between 20 people, which is just, I don't know, you put in more effort than it was worth. Like I said, I would have just said 12 cookies.
No, but I wouldn't have it wouldn't have bothered me, but the lady I teach with was getting all bent out of shape about this whole thing. Why would you not? You always bring more. I would have just got the cookies. I said, well, why didn't you get the cookies then?
It's not that deep. It's cookies.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Yeah, but that thing will come back and hit me, like, next year when I see her. She'll say, remember when you forgot to bring the cookies?
She's going to make me bring something else?
That's what it'll be. It'll be a thing. I'll never get past it for the rest of my life. That's what marriage is like, to be honest with you. Have you ever had, when the wife says forget about it, it really is not over. You think it's over, but it ain't over. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
This can be a girlfriend. Oh, she just stores it away. That forget about it will come wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning 10 years ago, and that conversation will remember when you said my mother couldn't come stay for a week? Right at 3 o'clock in the morning. You thought that conversation was over in 1987. And there it is. That's how women are, and I hate to say that, but true or false?
Forget about it. I can't argue with that. Yeah.
Why do women do that? Why can't we just have the conversation right there? Why do we have to have it 6 months later?
We got to keep you on your toes. We got to make sure you're paying attention. You got to remember. And I don't know. Sometimes we'll just look at you guys and be like, look at him sitting there. So, you know, you just got to bring up...
That's what you think when you see the man sitting there? You say, look at him sitting there?
Yeah, and you just got to bring up that topic to get him started.
No, I think... See, that's not... Have you ever noticed that... listen, we're going to talk about engagement here in a second, because that's my favorite subject. And here's what I don't understand about the wedding vows. It sounds like a suicide pact. Here we are till death do us part. That's the only way you're getting out. Till somebody dies. You're in this till somebody dies. Now, we've adjusted that in this lifetime because, you know, you can get divorced and married, like, you know, every time you blow a Kleenex. But what I don't understand is, why do you want to get married in society today? If you really like somebody, live with them, and, you know, that way if somebody wants to leave, they can. And I think that makes the relationship a lot stronger, because anybody can really just walk out at any time without any paperwork or things like that. What do you think? Oh, money.
I totally agree, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll make the relationship feel a lot less restricted.
Yes, because it's like a collar. When you're in marriage, you know, listen, somebody told me once there are three rings to marriage, the whole relationship. There are three rings. You have the engagement ring, you have the wedding ring, and you have the suffering. And those are the three rings. So that's how it goes. What do you think, Olivia?
See, I'm going to have to disagree.
There's a shock. The woman will disagree about engagement and marriage. Tell us how it is.
I mean, I don't think marriage all the time has to think about that severe commitment. People get married to feel, I guess, more close to that person, to show the world that this is my partner for my life. You know, I guess it's 1,000-year-old tradition that has, up to this day, still followed us around. And I just think that people think that it's common. It's a natural and normal thing. It's a natural commitment.
I feel like a lot of things in, like, modern day have been, like, like, I don't know, turned into, like, capitalist things. Like, Christmas used to be about, like, you know, family, loving, caring, giving, that kind of thing. But then everybody just, it was about buying gifts.
It's well, but yeah. I think if you see now,
the baby right now.
Yeah, the babies are going right now. They'll be on antivirals before you know it. But here's what I'm saying. The point is that Christmas, though, here's my problem. Because I think gift giving is fine. I just don't like it when you get somebody a gift and then they feel they have to reciprocate. And that, like, you give them a gift, and even though they like the gift you give them, all of a sudden they go into a panic attack because they didn't get you a gift. And everything's got to be, like, even Steven. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's about giving.
If I want to get you a gift, why do you have to get me a gift? It's not necessary. Correct. Is it?
No.
No.
No. So, why do... What is the sole purpose of marriage at this point in the 2023s?
Genuinely, probably just for, like, government records.
Kind government of records. Now, you do... To pull somebody's plug, you got to be married. Now, that is... You know, as you get older, you might want to get married because somebody's got to be there to yank your plug.
You're one of my... Oh, well, you got to have... You got to have
paperwork.
You got to have a relationship to have a kid, I guess. I was going to say have one of your kids do it.
Well, but what if your kids don't come around? Or you don't have any kids?
Well, then I...
Pull your own plug.
I think the whole reason you have a plug is because you can't pull it.
Move it to the hospital.
Oh, I don't know if you want to do that. No,
do you have a choice?
Well, yeah, I think you stay plugged in until somebody pulls it. I wouldn't want anybody touching my plug. I don't want anybody even near the plug. I don't even want them to walk near the plug. They might actually trip over the plug or something. Just stay away from the plug. The plug, leave the plug in. I'm perfectly fine. Stay away from the plug. I don't think I'm bothering anybody just laying in the bed. Am I?
No.
No. It's sad when your plug's pulled.
You're just trying to resources.
Yeah, I'm just... Well, right. Who cares? If I'm out of it, what do I care what resources are getting tied up? Wreck those bills up. I mean, really. I mean, we have a thing in this society about death, you know, till death do us part. It's a death thing. We're very into death in this country. Not like other countries. Other countries don't care.
So you think death is, like, over-dramatized?
I think we worry about it too much, you know? It's all going to come in the end. Everything has a beginning and an ending, just like I said at the beginning of the show. This show has a beginning and an ending. Relationships all have a beginning and an ending. Marriages have a beginning and an ending. And life has a beginning and an ending. You weren't there at the beginning. So what's to worry about the ending? Right?
I guess.
There you go.
I suppose.
But back to engagements. Engagements to me are scary. I have a phobia of engagements because I don't need to go through the story again. I've told it on the air. But I was engaged once and was not aware. And at that point, I became fully fearful of engagement, so I don't think I'll be doing that again. It's not a fun time, you know. It's more like when the judge sentences you, is what I heard. I heard like a gavel banging when that happened.
Yeah, I remember I congratulate you. You looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
I didn't realize I participated.
Yep.
So what would you do in that particular situation? When somebody announces at the holiday party that you're engaged and you have not done anything to the... No, there's no engagement. And everybody starts to congratulate you. That's the problem.
No, it would instantly be very obvious that I had nothing to do with it. I would straight up look at the person and be like, what are you talking about?
No, see, you think you'll do that, but you can't do that because you have to live with that person.
Oh, no, you don't. You see, that's the issue.
Like, what, are you going to leave Christmas night? Can't do that.
No, why not? No.
If I was dating somebody, and then out of the blue, they just told everybody in my family that we were getting engaged, I was going to be like, this lady's crazy.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, all right, see you.
No, see, because your stuff's in that house, and your clothes are there, and there's presents under the tree, and everybody's over eating the hams in the oven, and you can't do that.
Call you all.
Yeah, and where are you going to go on Christmas Eve?
I guess fake it until the family leaves.
Don't you think marriage, though... I mean, and I'm not talking for older people, because I think older people before social media really got married to be married. But I think if you're over 50, or under 50 is what I should say, I think you're getting married for maybe like a showy reason. I think it's like, you know, I want to show my ring off. I want to say I'm engaged. I want to have the big wedding. I want to go on the honeymoon. And then what?
After that, it's done.
It's over.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
So why do this? It seems like a very
parochial... I think it makes
parochial.
It feel good at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it very possessive in a way that the man has to propose to the woman, and then you own the woman. You can't go here. You can't go there. I mean, who's got that kind of time?
Apparently lots of people.
Scary. It's scary. That's worse than a horror movie to me.
Do you have nightmares about it?
I really do. I don't know where. And I'll tell you, it's very strange because my parents were married. You know, they never got a divorce. I did not come from a divorced household. My parents were married. And my grandparents were married. And I knew them very well. So I don't even come from a bad situation. But somewhere along the line, I picked up a fear of marriage.
I just looked into statistics a lot when I was younger. And I was like... just look into random statistics, and like one day I looked into like divorce rates, and the divorce rate in the United States is literally 1 out of 2. And I was like, man,
50%.
Do I really want to gamble? Do I really want to take that 50% gamble that I get married and then lose half of my stuff when I get divorced?
Right. So, by the way, if anybody'd like to participate, agree or disagree with me or anybody else here on the panel, give us a buzz here tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
It's just like.
I didn't hear. What was that?
I said get a prenup.
It's just like,
oh.
Like everything requires lawyers. Like prenup requires.
Bring
lawyers
up a prenup, and,
money. And
you ain't getting married.
Marriage requires lawyers and money.
Would you sign a prenup? See, no. You
no.
know that the
no.
answer is no.
No, I would not sign a prenup.
Wouldn't that call off the engagement?
Yeah, more than likely.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
No.
Prenups introduced for both people to agree to sign. So.
No. But, see, now here's the reason. Why would that cause an end to the relationship?
I guess the other partner's fearing of, like, their financial
divorce.
Downfall and, you know.
Divorce.
Yeah.
Because a prenup only goes into an effect if there's a divorce.
Yeah. It's future thinking.
Yeah.
See, personally, I don't think there should be a reason to, like, if you were already going to get married to somebody and then they offered you a prenup, might as well just take it. Like, you're already going to get married to him. You already said that you were going to spend the rest of your life with him at this point. You might as well sign the contract, because what's the worst that's going to happen? You break up, you keep your stuff. But also, like you said, you're already going to spend your life with him. If you already chose that that's the person you're going to spend your life with, why does it matter if you have a prenup or not? You shouldn't be getting divorced.
I think it shows doubt, is what it does. You're saying, listen, this may happen, this may not happen.
Yeah.
If we come to an end, bye-bye.
Yeah, but, like, if, see, you have a business, right? And, you know, the way divorces go, like, you know, changing underwear, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? You know, it happens all, like, every second. It's like somebody's getting divorced.
Yeah.
So,
if you change your underwear every second, you go through a lot of underwear.
But I'm just saying, though. So, I think, like he said, I said, you know, if you own a business, why should the other person take that money from you from the divorce? Because that person didn't help you.
Right, but if you're going into the marriage already thinking about the divorce, there's a problem here. Don't get married.
Well, I don't think it's going into the divorce. It just protects your exes.
Yeah, it's just insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are already that skeptical of that person that they would take your stuff,
well like he said,
then don't get married to
him. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, just like he said, the divorce rate is high.
No, see, but, like, the way I look at it is...
Don't propose.
Why would you gamble with it? Yeah.
Right, don't propose.
The prenup isn't for me, it's for the other person. Like, if I had a prenup and I asked the other person to sign it, like, and they didn't sign it, there's a problem with them.
Yeah.
I'd immediately feel like the whole purpose was for them to get with me for a while and then divorce me and take my stuff.
Absolutely. See,
yeah,
I agree
but
with
then
you.
What if they... would you be willing to still marry them if they didn't sign it?
No.
Doubt in your mind.
No, because I offered a prenup to originally, and then they said no, at that point it's doubtful for me, because they weren't the people who were like, when you...
Why are you proposing if you're going to offer a prenup? Just stay unmarried.
To protect your stuff.
Why are you protecting it? Why are you worrying about it in the first place?
Because if you don't trust this person already, don't marry him.
Because love is love, and money is money, and stuff is stuff.
What is love? What is love? We know what money is. We got money, but what's love?
Well, I mean, love is like when you and the person get along.
Love is temporary, and antivirals are forever. Remember that.
There you go. But you know, I don't know. I believe in prenups. So
yeah.
And if I,
you've never been married.
No, if I ever get married, I will.
Guess what? You're not going to get married because that will immediately slash the marriage. That's
their fault then.
Is it? Or is it your fault for being skeptical of the person? Why would
you need to protect yourself, though.
Yeah, I'm with him. You gotta protect yourself.
But
from who? The person you're gonna be married to?
She
slit your throat in the middle of the night. How are you gonna protect that? Wear turtlenecks? I don't understand.
Like, the United States, like, marital court system, I suppose, is all leaning in the favor of females. Women.
Oh.
Like, statistically speaking, women, even in the situation where women are, like, less in the situation, like, in a less good situation to take care of the kid, they give kids to the women.
That's different.
Man.
That's different than money, though.
No.
So you're saying
it
that
all,
the,
all
I think only, I think California is the only community property state where it's 50-50.
I think it should be 50-50.
Well, I think we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You guys are driving me crazy.
Really? Is it a short drive tonight with this show?
Oh, it's always a short drive with me.
You enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you guys are talking about marriage, and I'm telling you what, I've been married 32 years, and marriage is both an adventure and a compromise.
Do tell. We need some marriage, because, you know, I have not been married, and Sean has not been married, and Olivia and Matt here have not been married. Tell us about it.
Well, it's always an adventure because every day is different. You never know what you're going to run into. And it's a compromise because you get married, you do not intend on getting divorced. So you have to make compromises to make both parties happy.
How do you feel about the prenuptial agreement?
If I had enough stuff to lose and I wanted to protect myself, I wouldn't get married. But I have nothing, so... There you go.
There you go. So if you have nothing to lose, you have everything to gain. So go in, right?
That's the way I see it.
Now, what is 32 years? Congratulations. What has kept that thing going for 32 years?
Compromise.
Like, what's the biggest compromise you ever had to make?
The biggest compromise I ever had to make, making sure my wife is happy.
How do you make her happy?
Pretty much give her what she wants.
There you go.
See, there
Olivia,
the woman
in the room. Come on, Olivia. What do you make of this?
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
When you get married, it's a trap because like at that point you are sucked in to giving them what they want, because if you don't, they're just gonna make your life miserable.
But it should be a compromise. It should be 50-50.
But it's not.
It's not. That's unfortunate.
50-80.
Hey, caller, you've been listening to the Friday Night. Isn't this the best Friday Night show you've ever heard? This thing's really rolling tonight.
Well, I don't know. I think all your Friday Night shows are pretty good.
Well, you're right. I can't disagree. Anything I'm a part of is great. You got it.
Oh, that's a little egotistical there, isn't it?
I'm just having a good time tonight. I'm having a good time. Did you hear the story about the girl with the eye virus?
Yeah, I heard it.
What do you think? Yeah, that's how we all felt about it. How do you think that she should have handled that?
Well, unless she was into the pharmacy wearing sunglasses, the pharmacist should have looked at her and know she had something going on with her eyes. So that would pretty much tell me what she was taking that medicine for.
No, I saw her eyes, and her eyes didn't look bad. I think it must be like a behind-the-eye virus.
Oh, see, if there was no outward signs, like, you know, her eye wasn't puffy or it wasn't red or anything like that, then, yeah, you know, unless you ask, you don't know. So people do make conclusions on their own.
It's a very interesting thing to me. I find it fascinating. So basically, her reputation's ruined, so what should she do about that?
Well, if she's anywhere near my age, she doesn't care what anybody thinks about her, so it doesn't matter.
No, she cares. We had the conversation today. She's bothered by it.
Oh, she's bothered by it. Well, I really don't know what to tell you then. I wouldn't know what to tell her. Just don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. It's hard, though, to sleep.
What people think.
Now, but you know, you've been listening for a while. You know that I have an uncanny fear of engagement and marriage and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah. What's that?
I tried awful hard to get you and Angie together.
Well, you saw where that ended up.
Yeah.
But no, see, I just can't. After a while, people, and they're wonderful people. They're wonderful people, but, you know, after a while, everything has a beginning and an end. It's not a nasty end. It's just a beginning and an end.
Well, I mean, that comes down to the personal preference. When do you want it to end?
Sooner than later.
I'm not ready for my relationship with my wife to end yet, so...
No, and you're right. I think that certain people should be married. I've never tried to condemn all marriage. I'm just saying, for me, in the mode I live in, it just doesn't work. It doesn't. And if somebody wants to be married, God bless their heart. And you know, I all the people that I have ever been close to, even the engagement that I had that I didn't know I had, I still talk to that girl. I mean, I see her kids. We get along fine.
Yeah. You know, my brother was the same way. My brother never got married. Just never found the right one, I guess.
I don't know about find the right one, because I think I found about four of the right ones. I just don't want to be married.
If you find the right one, you know you found the right one, because you end up getting married.
Yeah, but see, how do you know you found the right one?
You end up getting married.
Well, then, I don't think it's going to be happening for me in my lifetime.
Well, God bless you, then. If you don't get married, more power to you, buddy. You'll have a whole lot more stuff.
There you go. Hey, thank you, caller. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
And I hope your wife didn't hear that. 740-383-9944. That's the number to get in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And again, sometimes people think that I'm saying bad things about the women that I've been around. No, the women were fine. I don't even have arguments with people. I'm not an arguer. I don't call names. They're fine. I just don't want to be till death do you part.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So, like, every time I've ever been in a relationship, not very long, I'm not gonna lie, but it's just because, like, the moment, like, I start thinking about how long, like, forever is, like, to spend forever with somebody, forever's a long time.
Forever's a long time. Hold on. Go ahead, caller.
Well, so my opinion on marriage is I've been married to my husband for 3 years, and we've been together for 10 years.
Married three, together for 10? You say married three, together for 10?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about building together.
Building together?
Yeah.
So what have you built?
Just everything, really.
Now, why do you prefer marriage as opposed to just living together?
Oh, we lived together.
Before you were married?
Yeah.
So why did you need the paperwork?
I mean, we don't really need it. We just ended up doing it.
So are you happy, though? Now, be honest. Are you happy?
Yeah.
But you're only 2 years in. Right?
Yeah.
Do you feel there's a chance at, like, 3 or 4, you might have trouble?
No, because we have 2 kids together.
Oh, well, congratulations. And is it you and he have the kids together, not other people?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Did you get married because of the kids?
No.
No. Okay. So, are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very wide-ranging show, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I think we've got all topics displayed here tonight, and I think that's important, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you're out there. Keep listening, and if anything else comes your way, call in.
All right.
Thank you, caller. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's how you call in. 55, and then here comes another call. See, I'm telling you, people love to talk about the marriage till death do you part. That suicide pact we all love so much. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say square.
Square?
Okay.
Hello? Whoever that was. 740-383-9944. All right. Anyway, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944 if you have any thing you'd like to say. Olivia, Matt, and Sean here in studio with me tonight, 55 minutes past the hour. Marriage is the topic, and it's just, it's one of those things. I don't know. Would you ever get married, Sean?
No.
Matt?
No.
Nope. Olivia?
Yes.
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 Why? Hold on. Hold that moment. Hold that thought. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Complain.
Complain?
Yes.
About what?
Everything.
Is that how you get out of marriage, by complaining? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Have you are you married?
Yes.
You are married. Do you complain a lot?
No.
So you don't really follow your own advice, huh? How long have you been married?
Let me think. 42 years.
42 years?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
My God, I've known people who murdered people who had a lesser sentence than that.
Yeah.
Well, good. And that's very, very good. Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yes.
Good, good. Well, I'm so glad you called, and happy, when's your anniversary?
It is in November.
November. Were you married around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Now, how did your proposal go? Because if you're just listening, I didn't even know I was engaged at one point. So I like to hear about people who do know that they were engaged.
He just proposed to me with a ring.
Did he get down on one knee?
Yeah.
Was it a diamond?
Yeah.
All right. Was it a good-sized diamond?
No.
Okay, well,
she's honest.
You were in love, right? What's love? Hey, there's the question we've been trying to figure out. What's love for 42 years? How do you define love?
Compromising on everything, never arguing, respect each other's feelings.
Well, you know, I admire you, caller. Thank you for being out there, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. 740-383-9944. I'm telling you, you know, if that's a long sentence, 42 years, but God bless their... But see, I think, again, if you're over 40, and that couple there would have to be over 40, I think it does, or 50, I think it works for them. I think it doesn't work for other people. They have a thing called serial marriers. If you're married more than three times, three or more times, it's called a serial marrier.
Well, here's the thing. Those kind of couples, like 42-year couples, they know how to communicate with each other. These people nowadays, communication skills is gone.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Olivia Hale, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself in studio here tonight, talking about love and marriage, those two wonderful topics.
I think that... Sorry, I didn't lost my entire train of thought.
You had a whole thing there before the caller was calling, and you were going to nail us with something big.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't done Barbara Walters yet tonight.
Geez.
Oh, yeah, we got to play Barbara Walters. Do we have enough time in this segment?
Yes.
I think we do. All right. We're going to step out here for a second for station identification. Do you know who Barbara Walters is, Olivia?
I do not.
Oh, you have to look it up during the break. Here we go. We'll be back in about 10 seconds.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1.
I can't remember.
Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Go ahead, Matt.
Can't remember.
I even had Barbara give you some time there. What was he saying? Does anybody remember? That's how well this show's going tonight. We can't remember a darn thing anybody says.
What were you guys saying?
Before the call, you asked me if I wanted to get married.
Yes, and I said why.
Yes, and that's when the call came in. So, this is so
You want to wear a white dress, right?
Well, it's not only that. Is I want to feel committed to this person for the rest of my life. I want my family tree to grow off this person. I want to feel connected spiritually with this person. And if marriage is what it takes, then
oh,
I'll
Lord.
Do it.
This is going to have to go to the next hour. Go ahead, caller.
It's not only that.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm listening to the show, and
I am 40, my husband's 39, and we have been married for...
Many years.
Well, it's
16 years. What's the secret?
Compromise. Arguments are healthy. It takes work. You gotta work towards it. If you really love one another, then it works.
Do you think, though, that people can have a fear of marriage?
Yeah. Fear of commitment's a real thing.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think it's okay if you different strokes for different folks. There's nothing wrong with being married. I don't want to say that there's anything wrong with it. I just think that sometimes, it ain't cut out for everybody.
That's true.
That's right. Hey, we got to go to break. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with, don't tune that dial away. We've got Olivia Hale, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, myself, and you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. You having a good time, Olivia, for a show here?
Yes, I am.
We got a whole another hour to go. We're coming back, and we're going to find out what in the heck she was talking about when she said spiritually. My eyes rolled back in my head so far when she said that. We're going to roll them back in the front here after the break and see what's going on. Stay tuned.
Well, I begin my... defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me, and I was moving him.